take your Bibles and go to Isaiah 26. The lessons on worry, conquering worry. The opposite of worry or stress or anxiety would be peace. So before we dive into this, I thought this would be a good verse to spring off of. Isaiah chapter 26. This is probably one of the more famous verses in the Bible. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. You can tell from that Bible verse, the cure for worry is faith and trusting the Lord. If my faith is not in God, if I'm not thinking about the Lord, the world will always lead me to self-destruct. The world always has worry and care and anxiety. God says, if you'll keep your mind stayed on Him, He gives perfect peace. So there has to come a realization of the Christian life. No, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I also have to realize who holds tomorrow. I have to realize God's in control somehow. Well, what happens if I die? Okay, I'm going to die someday, and it will be when God wants it. I'm not looking forward to death. I'm not longing for death. I'm longing for heaven. Since I'm God's child, I have nothing really. If my faith is in the Lord, He's in control. I'm walking with Him. I'm trying to do what He wants me to do. I don't have anything to worry about tomorrow. Well, Russia might launch a nuclear bomb. And I'm going to do what about it? Nothing. What happens if one of the satellites fails? You know, and then the anxiety just goes on and on. That's a wonderful verse. And when the lesson this morning is on conquering worry, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I heard of one person when he was a teenager, that verse went on his ceiling. So when he laid down every night, that was the verse he saw. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Helps you as you go to sleep. Keep your mind on the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm not a John Wesley fan. He's the starter of the Methodists, the Methodist movement. That's why you hear of Wesleyan churches or Methodist churches. Many times they're the same. I don't think he was a wicked man, but he did have some weird beliefs that we, you know, like praying through. He was one that would preach. And he preached on the street, but he would preach. If you want to know salvation, come here. And the old statement of praying through or praying until you know you're saved, that's Wesleyan. Nothing about that in the Bible. My Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But where does that praying through? You need to just come down here and pray until you know you're saved. But he did make a statement that goes like this. John Wesley said, I would no more worry than I would cuss or swear. Good statement. Every time I get worried or fearful or I have anxiety, I'm not trusting God. And that displeases the Lord. My lack of faith is what's a disappointment to God. When I choose to let things get out of control instead of looking to Him for help. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 is important in this topic of worry. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God never directs you through fear. There should be never a decision that you make out of fear. If it is, you can know this: God's not leading me this way. Satan must be trying to push me into something. God does not work that way. God does not try to scare you into doing what He wants you to do. God says He gives you power, you know His love, and have a sound mind. My emotions aren't out of control. It's very important to understand that, because I, as a pastor, I get to watch a lot of people. Job changes, location changes. Well, we got to... If you're scared, normally, that's the best sign to just go, stop. Bring everything to a halt. Do not make a decision when you're fearful, because God doesn't lead that way. God wants you in control of your faculties and not scared. Go to John 14, verses 1 through 3. This passage, let not your heart be troubled. God says, don't worry. I don't want you fearful and stressed and worrisome, or full of care, that we'll look at in just a second. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Jesus tells us, if your emotions are out of control, slow down. God doesn't want me living that way. I like this statement, there's a better way to live. Being a Christian should, it doesn't make my life problem free. It gives me the promise, I am with you always. In other words, I don't know what I'm going to face tomorrow. The bottom may drop out. One of the worst tragedies in my life happens. I don't know, because I don't. I'm not in control like I think I am. But what being a Christian does is it lets me know, whatever I face tomorrow, He promised He'd never leave me, and He's with me. And He'll help me. He won't leave me in my pain and in my frustration and heartache. Amen? So I don't know what tomorrow holds. I just know, you know what? I'm going to enjoy today while I have it. Amen? And I don't know what tomorrow is, but I can enjoy today and do what God wants me to do today. Go to 1 Peter 5:8. God doesn't want us living in fear. Go ahead and start at verse 6, but verse 8 is what I want you to see. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. For He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, and then this little phrase here, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So God says, the way Satan works, if you know God doesn't work with fear and worry and anxiety, God tells us here, Satan, his tactics are like a roaring lion. Okay, who roars? In the lion kingdom, or a lion den, as you would say, a den of lions, the young lions don't roar. The old ones do. The way they capture their food is the old lion positions themselves so that there's an alleyway here. Maybe it's a tree line or something. And as the antelope, the whatever it is that they're hunting, as that animal comes here, the young lions position themselves in an ambush and the older lion roars to get the animal to run into the ambush. That's the way Satan works. That's why if you understand, God doesn't lead you through fear. God leads you through love, power, and a sound mind. I see it happening. God has shown me. I have peace about it. This is nothing I'm fearful. But that's why anytime somebody is scared, I always go, don't make any decisions right now until you can calm down. Don't make a decision when you're scared. Why? Because Satan works that way and is trying to get you to run into what will kill you and what will destroy you. If you understand that, be sober. That's not talking about drinking. It's talking about be sober or have your mental faculties about you. Be vigilant. What's the word vigilant mean? Slow to make decisions. Don't make something impulsively. Oh, okay, well then I'll... Be sober. Be in control of your mind. Be vigilant. Slow to make decisions because you've got someone that's hunting you. You have Satan who's trying to get you to trip up. Now, if you understand his tactics, amen. Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. One of the cares of worry, there are personalities that are, some people's personalities are like, hey, my life's just a big whatever. Okay? Then you have other people, they are like living chihuahua dogs. I mean, they shake about everything. And they never calm down. I always thought of a chihuahua as just a nervous shaved rat or whatever. But some people are like, they don't get rattled. That's their personality. Now, they have to push themselves to pay attention to detail and do things the way it's supposed to be done. Other people are naturally pulled tighter than a piano wire. Yes, personality difference can make it here. But one thing that would help everybody, whatever it is you're scared about, worried about, have you ever taken those to the Lord and just cast them at His feet? God, I'm scared about this. Talk to the Lord about it. I'm scared about this. Lord, I don't know if I could handle this. And Lord, you know this. Have you ever cast your cares upon Him? Lord, I'm not going to worry about this. I know you're in control, and you know what's going on in my life. So, dear God, I'm giving this to you. I'm not going to get an ulcer over it, and I'm not going to lose sleep over it anymore. That's casting your care on the Lord. But it takes your prayer. That is a help, or a could be a cure for worry. Now we see how Satan uses worry. Go ahead and go to Romans 14:23. It really helps every Christian if they understand you can get glad just like you get mad. Your emotions are a decision. No, that's just the way I am. No. If you aren't careful, you're going to end up blaming God for how you are. No, your emotions are a choice. Whether it's fear, whether it's anger, whether it's a good attitude, that is a choice in life. Romans 14, verse 23 says, "And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith." And this little phrase right here is a very famous verse in your Bible. "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." Did we not see? If you keep your mind on the Lord and you trust in the Lord, He gives you perfect peace. If I'm not trusting the Lord, I'm going to be scared. I'm going to be full of worry. And now I'm going to make a strong statement. If I don't have the faith, if I'm not trusting God, then I'm sinning. But if I'm always, oh, what? And, oh, I got it. There's a better way to live. Whatsoever is not of faith, you have to see that that type of anxiety is not how God wants you to live. You can do that if you want, and you can get the nervous breakdown and the ulcer and the loss of health. It's a choice. Bad choice, but it's a choice. And there's a better way to live. Now go to John chapter 16. Look at verse 33. "These things have I written unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So Jesus said, what I just talked to you about in John chapter 16, I told you so that you would have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. It would help if you would expect trouble. We live in a sin-cursed world, and we're sinners. And until we get to heaven, we will not be trouble-free. And once I'm done with this heartache, and once I'm done with this struggle and this tragedy, there's another one coming. I'm not trouble-free until I get to heaven. I'm not disappointment-free until I get to heaven. In the world ye shall have trouble. In me you'll have peace. Somebody said, you know, I don't know what I would do if my spouse dies. Everybody's going to die. It's going to happen. I'm not looking forward to it. Nobody should, but you can't avoid it. Everybody has an appointment with death. Praise God, our church is not having any problems right now. I'm very thankful. I mean, there's nobody, not like we have in the past, you know, that caused a church split or something like that. Nobody's fighting against the pastor or anything like that. I think we've got a sweet church. But that doesn't mean that in a couple of years there might be another one. I don't look forward to it, and I wouldn't want it. But I'd have to be crazy to think, okay, no more problems. No, wherever there's people, there's problems. Wherever there's people. In the world ye shall have tribulation. It would help if you expect trouble. You're there in John 16. Go to John 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." There it is again. "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14, 15, and 16 is a wonderful three chapters where Jesus is just teaching us about comfort, not being afraid. He's getting ready to be crucified in just a couple of hours, so he's bracing the disciples, but it's a wonderful, wonderful part of your Bible to read. He said, "I'm telling you these things so that when the bottom falls out, you can still have peace." Good truth. How can I conquer worry? We've mentioned a few things. Go to Psalm, right in the middle of your Bible, Psalm 34:19. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." Wow. "Many, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." Whatever I'm going to face, God can help me with if I don't spaz and run. Amen? If I'll let God, God says, now that you're saved, you'll never face anything in your life alone unless you want to. Isn't that wonderful? So that's Psalm 34:19. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Nobody has mastered this. Some are better at it than others, and some are more experienced at it than others. But nobody's worry-free. Everybody is learning as a Christian, I'm learning to trust God more. I'm learning to lean on Him in my fears. But I haven't mastered this. Everybody ought to have a section in your Bible where you go to when you're scared, when you're full of care, you ought to have a place where you can go and turn to and let God comfort you and speak to your heart. This is one of those places, Philippians chapter 4. Philippians is called the book of joy in your Bible. It's one of the New Testament books. The word sin is not found anywhere. This is one of the prison epistles. God used the Apostle Paul to write this while he's in a hole, chained with a Roman guard. And yet it's called one of the happiest books in the New Testament. Look at verse number 6. Be careful or full of care. That's what the word careful means. Full of care. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then watch this, verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then he says in verse 8, finally, brethren, and he's going to give you a checklist. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. 6 things. If there be any virtue or character, and if there be any praise, think on these 6 things. Think on these 6 things. If you don't control your mind, mind control. Okay, if you do not as a Christian control what you think about, you will not have the peace of God. That's why what you think about should run through this checklist. Is it true and honest and pure and lovely and of good report? That's why, you know, my wife and I, we talk, but we can only handle so much news. But the caravan's coming! Okay, and that's good to know, but what are we going to do about it? Shoot them! No. As much as I wouldn't mind, it doesn't matter what I want to do. Drop a bomb on them, okay? It doesn't matter. I can't. But if they come into our country, it's going to destroy our country. I'm not in charge of that. You can only handle so much news. There's only so much you can handle. There's most of it we can't do. So why would you let it occupy you constantly? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of good report, all of that. Is what you're dwelling on, does it fall under that checklist? Then control what you're thinking about or you will not be peaceful. You cannot have the peace of God. Well, yeah, but did you hear about... Look, once you hear the news... Maybe once on Monday, trust me, it'll be the same thing repeated over and over again all week long. Over, if you don't control your mind, they will. There ought to be places in your Bible you turn to and you just read. And you say, you know what? I'm going to pray about it. I'm not going to put my head in the sand and say, everything's fine. Okay, I know everything's not fine. But whatever I'm worried about, God says, through prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Give it to the Lord and quit worrying about it. There's a better way to live. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. In the Christian life, the battlefield is the mind. Satan wants your mind. If he can occupy you so you can't think about the things of God. It's an interesting verse in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. You can look at it later, but it plainly says, when the Antichrist is on the earth, he will try to wear out the saints. If you took a motor, any gas engine motor, it has a governor on it to keep it in safe RPMs. If you take the governor off of the engine and just rev it, every engine has the potential to self-destruct. CC size does not have anything to do with it. Every engine, small or large, has enough power to destroy itself. Same thing with every Christian. If you don't govern what you think about, you have enough potential, you have the potential to self-destruct. You can rev your engine, and that's where the nervous breakdowns happen. That's where the ulcers, the stress, the loss of health, all of that. You have to control that. It's, well, I can't help. No, you can help it. That's wonderful that you learned that in a Christian life. Watch this. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. One more thing on controlling your thoughts. Ready? Watch this. Look at verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So this is the weapons of our warfare, Christian warfare. We fight a spiritual battle. Okay? We've got somebody that's trying to destroy us. Look at verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'm going to say, you just need to hear it one more time. If you don't control what you think about, you will lose the war. The battlefield is for your mind. That's why when you go into the store, the center aisle, I can't remember what they call that, but that's the prime place for vendors. Because as you walk past it, that's the most seen item. So in Walmart, for that station, you pay more for than an aisle place to put your product. Whatever can be seen. Have you noticed when you're checking out, they've got both things filled. Magazines, items, and I'm amazed at the junk and flashlights now that they've started putting it there. But they want you to, if you can see it, that's the battlefield is to capture your attention. And God says, you have to gain control of your mind. There are some things that you should say, I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to think that way. Get control of your mind. Control your mind. If you don't, I like that, they will. They will control your mind. And you'll be a nervous wreck. Galatians chapter 5 in your New Testament. Right after 2 Corinthians, go to Galatians chapter 5. Notice verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Notice it does not say the fruits of the Spirit and then gives you the list. It says the fruit singular. That means in this one fruit that God wants to bear through you, through the Holy Spirit, one, are all nine of these things. So if you are filled, okay, I don't have time to put it on the board. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and if you will yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, God can give you peace, love, joy, peace, goodness, faith, long-suffering. God can do that. You say, what's one of the best cures for worry? I think to just shut it off and say, God, I'm not yielded to you. Holy Spirit of God, please help me and fill me. That peace, God can give it to you as you control your mind and as you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. A Christian should have some, praise God, we've got endless access. It's as much as we want to yield ourselves to God. Or we can just take the governor off the engine and rev ourselves and explode. And explode. What happens if you decide to not trust the Lord? You're going to worry. You're going to be fearful. You're going to have anxiety attacks. You're going to be out of control, fearful. The cure is trusting the Lord. Isaiah chapter 41. If there was a verse that many Christians enjoy, this would be one of them. This is one of the more famous verses. Watch this. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. What a verse. If you're wanting to do right, no, God's not going to help you sell drugs or go to a nightclub or, no, God's not going to help you do that. But when you're interested in doing what God wants you to do, God says, I will help you, I'll strengthen you, I'll be with you through it all. That's why if we can keep our focuses, what God wants us to do, then we have this as a promise. Don't be afraid.